Hey, it's Phil, and welcome to our Encore show here on this Friday, the 9th of May. And I have to explain this because this show comes after the show we did yesterday about Ted Bell wearing Toreador pants, which basically killed Cinco de Mayo for Ted Bell. And that was from this year. And it was based on the show you're going to hear right now, Ted Bell's butchered up Zorro promotion from last year, Cinco de Mayo 2024. So just to kind of restate that, you heard yesterday how Ted finally said no more Cinco de Mayo because the Toreador pants was the last straw. Well, here is the show that sort of, if you will, prompted all of this. This is the promotion from 2024 when he got into a Zorro costume, and that went wrong. Also, the Bulbonica, is that it?
Yeah, it's the Griff Bulbonica. You don't know?
No, I don't know who Griff Bulbonica. Griff Bulbonica is back as well on the show. I think the Bulbonica's...
those are the Dooleys.
Oh, yeah, the Dooleys friends. I don't know. They identify more as people from another planet than they do as a family. Let's listen, or not, as the case may be, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Happy Friday. It's the weekend. Everything's good. Hello, this is Ted Bell. And what I am saying right now is being piped through the good offices of the Phil Hendry Show into my home so my wife Marcy and my son Josh can hear this, as well as into Ted's of Beverly Hills, everyone there in the main dining room and everyone in the prime rib room, as well as people on the patio near our Ted's of Beverly Hills Ted Pit, which is our fire pit. Everyone has been asked to just stop down and let me say this, because I know people have been focusing, and I can almost sense the eyes and the attention that's on me as I say the following thing. The Zorro costume for...
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Who said that?
Ted, it's Mike Flanagan.
What are you doing here?
I'm here because I thought we were going to effect a deal on distributing the Ted as making this an in-store refreshment and something that we... You know what we talked about.
Yes, and I invited you.
You invited me here to complete that deal, and I thought you were going to make an announcement. You're making an announcement about your Zorro costume. I feel... I should not be talking about it right here.
No, you shouldn't be talking about it right here. You should just lay low.
Lay low, huh?
Just give me a break here, will you, Miles?
I came over here to talk about...
Can we get...
Yeah, Mr. Flanagan...
Don't do it, man. He put his hands on me.
Don't touch him, bud.
All right, Sing, here's the door.
I can see where the door is. I thought we were going to talk about the marketing of the Ted as a six-pack refreshment drink.
We were.
We were. But now what I'm hearing is that you want to revisit your Zorro costume. Can I get... you freshen this up?
Certainly. What is it?
It's a vodka. It's a Stolich Neuen tonic. And
so you really love that Ted, don't you?
Right now I need the... And I thought what we were going to be doing is concluding that deal, and I come in here and I hear you talking about...
You know what, Miles? Go off there with Bud Dickman. Have yourself your vodka tonic. Have yourself a nice iceberg wedge with the Roque Ted dressing.
Well, what do you mean the Roque Ted?
That's what it's called. Don't wear it out.
Yeah, it's called, or if you will, it's called the Tedford dressing.
Tedford.
That's right. Which, whatever you choose. We'll talk about the Ted.
All right.
Why are you holding your balls?
If you must know, they're aching a little bit. Why you would say that?
Hi, Ted, it's Morgan. Phil heard that, so...
Well, I'm sorry Phil heard that. Just take Mr. Flanagan.
Yeah, Mr. Flanagan, go ahead. Have a wedge with a Tedford.
That's fine. Thank you, God. And I don't need to be led by the hand. I'm not an invalid.
Yeah, just right this way, sir.
All right. What I wanted to say, thank you. I'm sorry that upset you. Miles Flanagan, a partner of mine. He's been a supplier of mine. He took over a large portion of the supplying the Ted's of Beverly Hills steaks after our deal with Bob Green concluded. Now, yesterday on the show, I talked about wearing a Zorro costume for Cinco de Mayo. I completely forgot a very key part of that. And, of course, it was our chef, Carl Cedilia, who didn't want me to get into a Zorro costume because he thought the gay would rub off on him.
No, that's not right.
Can you close that door, please?
That's not...
He thought the gay would rub off on him because my uncle, Bob, is gay.
And that's fine, and we love him. And the whole Zorro costume thing affected everybody as if it's going to make me gay or something.
Can I get it? That was not the case.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. You said.
Yeah, you did say it would rub off.
Who are you again?
I'm Bud Dickman, okay? And just take my... Now, let's go this way.
Why are you holding my arm?
You have to sit down over here.
Just go with him, will you, Chef?
What the hell?
So, what I didn't tell you was that the essential, the essence, the personality of Zorro is to peek through a window and go, yoo-hoo! That's really what he does. He saves people by crawling through windows and saving them from the Spanish colonial authorities, women, all kinds of people. And so the yoo-hoo represented Zorro at the window going, yoo-hoo! And then, now, Chef Chedilly and everybody took that to mean, the gay's gonna rub off or something. Man, I'll tell you, that's so disappointing.
That's not what it meant.
That's exactly how it came down to me. No, what it meant was, and my Uncle Bob being gay...
You brought it up.
You did bring it up, Ted.
I brought it up because I wanted full disclosure on my family.
But why did you bring it up then, right in the middle of the yoo-hoo?
I did not. It was Chef Chedilia who said, you know that your uncle's gay and you're wearing a tight pair of Zorro pants. No can do.
I don't remember doing that at all.
You just sit down over here, sir.
Please don't touch me.
Right, so get him to sit down. And really, it had nothing to do with anything. What it had to do with was me wearing the Zorro costume and peeking through the windows. I know it sounds rather perverse.
Peeking through a window is really... It doesn't make anyone look good.
Well, hold on for a minute. This was Zorro. This was back in colonial California or back during when the Spanish ran things. And I know it has nothing to do with Cinco de Mayo, but what I'm trying to say is when I said, yeah, Zorro, yoo-hoo, what I meant was I'm peeking through. What are you looking at, bud?
I was going to back you up on it because I remember it.
Would you just make sure that Chef Chedilly is taken care of and Mr. Flanagan?
Yeah, he is.
And so that's what that meant. It's Zorro. Yoo-hoo! And here's your menu, and here's your Cinco de Mayo menu. And at that point, the way I'm feeling now is, what I wanted to say was, here's the Cinco de Mayo menu, here's your drink, eat, get out.
Well, that's always what you say. Get eat and get out when you get frustrated.
And who are you again?
You know full well. You know who he is.
I know that, but I didn't like the fact you're just jumping in. This is being piped to the restaurant. Hi, everybody. This is Ted Vail. I know it's being piped into the restaurant. It's being piped into my home where Marcy and my son, where my children play with their toys, where my wife sleeps. My home.
Take it easy, Ted.
So if I offended anybody by bringing up the fact that Bob, my dear uncle, is gay, or that Chef Tadilia said that it's going to rub off because I'm wearing a tight pair of gay...
Yeah, right there. Tight pair of gay pants.
No, I misspoke. A tight pair of pants. And all I wanted to do was say, I'm Zorro. It's Cinco de Mayo. I'm going to save the people.
Yoo-hoo!
I'm looking through.
And you don't think that sounds weird?
No, I don't. No, I do not. I think it sounds fun. I think it sounds cute. I think it sounds like, you know, it's a little game of hide and seek, whatever. But no, I don't think it sounds weird. And that's all I wanted to say, okay? I didn't wear the Zorro costume. They took it away from me. They packed it in with some foul milk that made it smell like somebody defecated in there. You know what I told you all about this. And so, as a result of that, I didn't wear the Zorro costume. We simply had the Cinco de Mayo menu. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, can we come in and...
Come on in, sit down. Yeah. All right, Chef Chedilia.
Yeah. First of all, thank you for explaining that. But when we saw the Zorro, and you didn't tell us about the whole yoo-hoo, even though that does sound...
Guy, can I comment on something here?
Hold on, Miles. Go ahead.
Even though that sounds sort of silly, yoo-hoo, at least we understand it's Zorro's at the window about to save you.
Yeah, well, that still sounds silly.
Well, it does, but you explained it now. You didn't explain it on the show yesterday.
Yesterday's show... And I'll tell you what, Phil's not here. You want to know why? Because he's depressed.
What's he depressed about?
He thought it sucked. The whole Zorro thing, and you, Chef Chedilia, and the fact that you guys can't put together a good promotion.
I think Phil was very disappointed in you, Chef Chedilia, particularly saying that you thought Ted looked gay.
Oh, my God. The guy's going, yoo-hoo, what are you...
I didn't explain it.
He did not explain it.
Can I say something?
Go ahead. Miles Flanagan, folks.
I came here so that I could make a deal.
No, we know all about the deal.
Wait a minute. Wait. I came here to make a deal on commercially selling Ted's of Beverly Hills, the Ted, and I walk into a nightmare of you going yoo-hoo and tight Zorro pants. What is it? What are we talking about here?
You didn't hear, Mr. Flanagan, but there was a Cinco de Mayo promotion that went south.
Well, that's all I ever hear about are your promotions going south. It's a wonder you do the business that you do.
No, don't worry about it, Miles, okay? You get your cut, okay? And now I'm cutting you in on the Ted. You believe that? All these great steaks, yes, you supplied them, but we sell them, and now I'm cutting you in on the Ted. That's my signature drink.
Oh, shut up.
How dare you?
Hey, listen, Miles, you know...
It's Mr. Flanagan to you.
I would suggest everybody be nice here. I would suggest everyone be nice here.
I'm saying that the sooner we talk business, the better.
All right, great. We'll talk business in a couple of minutes, if you don't mind. You don't mind?
Well...
Do you mind?
No, I don't.
All right, we'll talk business. So that's all I wanted to say. I wanted to say I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll never do it again.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse.
All right, Bud, come in.
Come on,
yeah.
Down.
Yeah, Ted Bell. He's sorry. He's never going to do it again. And we hope you'll go to Ted's of Beverly Hills and get a Ted steak, or get the Porter Ted, or the Ted cream too.
Here at Ted's, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
Nothing will limit the Bulbons. Tonight, Griff and Gloria Bulbon tell you their secret to unlimited business. The Bulbons. Unlimited. When you look at the Bulbons, both Gloria and Griff, you can't help but think nothing's going to stop them. Nothing. Why is that? Both of them are extremely handsome people, but there's also something accentuating their ears and their foreheads. Are they from another planet? Of course not. Do they look physiologically as if they're perhaps more highly evolved than the rest of us? That's a thought. The Bulbons. Is this who we're going to become? Now tonight we'll talk to Griff Bulbon, who we feel, and Mr. Bulbon agrees, is the next step in physical evolution. Mr. Bulbon, not only psychologically and as well as temperament, is evolved, but we feel physically more evolved. Now, Griff Bulbon.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Gloria, my wife and I, have a company, a variety of concerns, called Bulbon Unlimited. And that's how we see ourselves. We see ourselves, as I think was explained on the program, Gloria and I see ourselves not just as the Bulbon family, but as Bulbanians. And we have a company called Bulbon Unlimited. Why? Because when you look at us, and you look at the business that we do, the sky's the limit. You look at us and you think, these people will not be limited by anything physical, spiritual, metaphysical, psychological, nothing. Nothing will limit the Bulbons. Thank you and good evening. I'm Griff Bulbon. My wife is Gloria Bulbon. I will do all of the speaking for us as Gloria is with me, but at the same time is beyond me. Gloria does much of our thinking and conceptualizing. Gloria is also the source of our philosophy, but she does very little communication verbally. Gloria communicates by a look, by a particular physical stance. Some people think it's telepathic. No, it is not. Gloria communicates everything she needs to communicate to me by simply looking at me, arching an eyebrow, scratching her nose, looking for all the world as if she is concerned about something that only I can read, though. Or sometimes she looks as if she's very happy about something. That could mean she's happy, or she's desperately depressed and trying to communicate that to me. The dichotomy, if you will, the split in her soul. So while I talk to you tonight about being a Bulbon, and about being not just psychologically and spiritually evolved, but physically evolved, I want you to remember that my wife Gloria is here with me. Gloria, I know you don't speak. Is there some way, verbally, some kind of sound from your vocal cords you can make to introduce yourself to the people?
Nee.
Okay, that's good enough. That's my wife, Gloria, but she is looking at me now with a smile on her face, She is also licking a finger and running across her eyebrow. That's a way of her telling me that she has great affection for me. Who are we, the Bulbons? We are Bulbanian. You know, in recent shows on the Phil Henry platform and in other venues, we've talked about being Bulbanian. In our business, Bulbon Unlimited, we speak of the Bulbanian way of doing things. We were trying to hold back a little bit so that people could catch up, but tonight we'll give you the good news about Griff and Gloria Bulbon.
Griff and Gloria Bulbon, have they physically metamorphosized? Have they literally changed and evolved to a higher level physically than other human beings?
Well, that is in fact the case. If you look at me, you'll notice that my ears are larger and my forehead is more pronounced. Now that is, if you will, a very small indication of how we have physically evolved. People have looked at me and looked at my wife Gloria in the past and been uncomfortable. We've concluded a great many business deals, but we've concluded a great many of these business deals with people who look like they want to get up and leave the table quickly. Or they look around them. Where's my car? Where's my family? As they stare at us and we ink the final details on a deal. Why? Physically, not just emotionally and mentally, intelligence-wise, but physically, we are more advanced and more evolved than other humans. We feel the Bulbanians, myself and my wife Gloria, the Bulbons, have been placed here by nature, by life, to show people what the next step is in physical evolution.
Bulbons. The Bulbons.
Bulbanians.
Bulbons.
Bulbanians.
Bulb.
What happened? Nothing, really. Nothing more than pulling off and having a soft drink in Jackson, Mississippi in 1987. That's all. But once we got home, after drinking two Delaware punches out of a soft drink machine, we noticed physical change. The ears larger, our chins more pronounced, a cleft in both of our chins, and our eyebrows and foreheads higher up away from the eyes. We looked like who we were. Most people didn't notice any change over the next few days, but by 2 or 3 weeks out, some people were concerned. We even had a very dear friend of ours call the police. When the police arrived, we explained that we were fine, we felt great. They may think we look different. We asked the officer, "Do you think we look different?" The police responded differently. One officer was very uncomfortable. He said, "I do notice that your eyes are larger than most and that you do have longer fingers." And I told him, "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid." Then I asked him to leave. Gloria, how do you feel about this? All right, that's Gloria communicating and saying, "It's all good." As a Bulbon, with bigger ears, a larger forehead, and... As a Bulbon, with bigger ears, a larger forehead, and wider eyes, I see much, much further than most of you. That means my business acumen is on target. We have concluded multi-million dollar deals with people who stare at us, look at us with their mouths agape, noticeably sweating, looking nervous, some even frightened, and yet they can't resist inking a multi-million dollar deal with us, the Bulbanians. This is the strength of the Bulbon. Notice I said Bulbon singular. The Bulbons are Gloria and I, but the Bulbon is inexplicable. Yes, the Bulbon. Bigger ears, higher forehead, longer fingers, and just slightly pronounced incisor teeth. Some people say we look like vampires, which of course we do not. We are rather handsome. In the last 2 years, I've grown another inch. I'm now 6'3". My wife Gloria is 5'11". My message is simple. Join us, the Bulbons, and make life much richer. Find your dreams and make them come true. Find your ideal home. Find the city you want to live in. Have fun with your kids. Enjoy your time off. Nothing is out of reach with the Bulbanians.
Wider foreheads, bigger ears, and larger eyes. They are the Bulbons. Bulbanians.
Well, thank you.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Sampre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. We thank you very much.